Blog Talk Radio.
Speed by the numbers on the dash. If I see the cops flee, oh, them boys tryna race until I press the NOS point and I venture into space. I'm a monster behind the wheel, that's the California blood, homie. Tie smoke, ghost white like the blood, homie. Shredding rubber, dipping up and down like flipper. I'm the new avatar, they call it a corner bender. Yeah, I get it, I've been tipsy when I'm ripping through the city. I've been lifted off the Henny, but greedy getting litty. I get greedy, don't get giddy on me, homie, I do it. Head, neck, I remove it, test me, let me prove it. My vision running with my motherfucking glass set. I'm going dead from my cherry bomb glass packs, yeah. I be in my own zone, got people chasing in my bones. I get it and get gone.
We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in these Oakland. We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in these Oakland.
Guess who's at it again? It's that pimpin' ass nigga though. Pimpin' ass fitted, still sporting that apple though. Come get a whiff of game of holding ass and the crew. Come from me, I'm knocking out a nigga's front too. Got my foot on the gas while a nigga dragging gas. Pocket full of cash, gigging with a girl with hella ass. Give me that work and I'm collecting like I'm in church. No break, I'm all gas, kinda like a fast track. Through hella fast, pull your nigga's top back. It's a capital DOP, even in corners, mobbing on KND. Keep my foot on the gas, put my take on MG. Coming from the city where we let him go. California bread, heart pumping nitro. Got a cup, throw that oil, wrap tight, I never spoil. 10 toes in the trophy raised on the soil. We bring the heat when them tempers get to boiling.
We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in these Oakland. We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in these Oakland.
Stay gassing all around the hood. Pedal to the floor, cash up to no good. We give a fuck, hell yeah, we wow. Those motherfuckers been killing us for a while. Pop the top part liquor for you know who. It's Friday, I drank the rest with my boo. Half the trifle for me, I blows her back out. We do the same to my neighbors, you deal with the math. Tell a trifle, some I love from my pops. Every night I hit the block to make money off of these crops. I got cookies, Cali Kush, your mind. You niggas can't knock my house, so I try. Second bricks riding with from 24s, from my shoes to my clothes, not no hoes. In the club screaming East Oakland, on the dance floor, drinking and smoking.
We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in East Oakland. We hit the gas and don't slow down unless we wanna be seen and clean whips in a town. Beat banging while drinking and smoking. This is how we do it every day in East Oakland.
Survive through the struggle. They try to contain your bone inside a very small bubble. but I keep grinding, trying to turn this dirt into a diamond. If you're looking for a hustler, Oakland Cali's where you find him. My mentality's blindsided in the hood, I'm like a shaman. I don't accompany broke niggas, we don't have nothing in common. I'd rather keep the peace and keep a peace, but I ain't silly, bruh. Keep the clapper close in case I gotta light the city up and watch it burn and smolder like a Philly's blunt. Until then, I'll stay immersed in this thriller hunt. Cause I'm too old to be playing these young games. Though this vortex viper got very good aim. I'ma make this paper, then floss it on them haters. If you don't like me now, you gon' hate a nigga later. I'm tryna play it cool, don't make me activate the fader. Leave your body in the ocean, you'll be swimming with the sailor. I'ma make this paper, then floss it on them haters. If you don't like me now, you gon' hate a nigga later. Stay in your own lane, pinpoint you with the laser. Too many wrong turns, I'd have the napalm blazer.
High slow, has a nigga be mobbing through, standing on the avenue. Got me flossing like it's Dennis, I'll be up in this like Dennis. Keep that heater in the four-seater. I'm a gangster leaner, working on that Diddy box. Mango with the pizza rock. Got the tins knocking like I'm out here slanging product. Shaking constant post, cause they tryna handcuff. I jug on the Mally cats, keep the seats lean back, fat Joe. As I roll slow, puffin' on the Newport, got me on the scene, but my niggas ain't acting. We roll up on your ass like some film, take off like some traction. We silver back, we all about that action. Sun stays shining, car wax, got the charger shining like the diamond. Rihanna on the post, better have my money. Call me Hugh with the house full of bunnies. Give them something and they tell me wrap it up like a mummy. These niggas out here funny. Hit them poles with the Tommy. With the Tommy.
I'ma make this paper, then floss it on them haters. If you don't like me now, you cool, don't make me activate the fader. Leave your body in the ocean, you'll be swimming with the sailor. I'ma make this paper, then floss it on them haters. If you don't like me now, you gon' hate a nigga later. Stay in your own lane, pinpoint you with the laser. Too many wrong turns, I'd have the napalm blazer.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his. I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with this song, killing me softly with this song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly. Found my letter and read each one out loud. kept right on drumming my pain with his finger.
Fuck with G and get from the safe in your face where you say money dance, turn the shit into a nightclub.
Yeah, fuck with me and get some money,
get some money.
Fuck with me and get some money,
get some money.
Yeah, fuck with me and get some money. Ay, yeah, fuck with G and get some money.
If you feel me, help me sing it out.
Here you go. Ooh. Stop going on
What it do, y'all? Real Trap Wednesday. We in the building. It's your boy Dope Ass Music. Yes, it is. Hey, I know we took a small little hiatus, you know what I'm saying? But we got the whole crew back in the building. Everybody's been like, where's Zave at? Zave at? You know, Zave had to pimp all his white girls so he can get some shoes for the Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? Jit had to pimp all his Mexican chicks so he can get some wheels for the Nova. You know how we do. So let me go ahead and bring on my man, Zave. What's happening, Zave?
What's happening, you hating-ass nigga? I'm not going to be... Well, first of all, I have upgraded my pimping to albinos. Get your game ready, y'all. All right? I'm going to do some pimping with mine, man. What's up, my brother? How you doing, man? How's my family doing, man? Trap Wednesday.
Real Trap Wednesday, man. You know we over here missing you, saying your fuckery, man. You know we miss it.
Oh, man, hey, if somebody going to bring some fuckery, it must be me, man. Sir Fuckery, it's all Gucci.
It's all Gucci. And ladies and gentlemen, bringing your man that's on vacation, the man that if he ain't got to, he ain't going to do nothing but what the hell he want to do, the boss. The mayor of Duval County, the creator of Grind Hard Radio, your man and my friend, unlike Mr. Rogers because he was a sexual offender, but my man, Jit Chronicles.
What it do, dope, what it do, baby, you know what I'm saying? Black Larry King, I'm up in this thing, you know what I'm saying? What's up, Zave, a.k.a. Fuckery? I like that. I might make that a t-shirt, my nigga. Stop the fuckery with Sir Fucker. Yeah, man. Real Trap Wednesdays. next to
Real Trap Wednesday. Now, how you doing your vacation, shit? How you doing your vacation?
Hey, man, I'm loving every minute. I'm loving every minute of it. I'm going to tell you like this, though. I still be working. I'm just not physically doing the show. But, you know, a nigga really ain't never on break, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to get it in where I can fit it in. You dig?
Hey,
that's how we do it around here in Duval.
Shout out to 2K18. I won the championship with the Bucks. Shout out to 2K18.
Hey, folks, that's what I wanted to say to you, too, man. Like, you know it's bad when a nigga ain't got time to play the PS4, man. It's like, you know you business. You ain't playing that nigga. You know, so I'm feeling a little jealous, you know what I'm saying, bro? But it's all good, though.
Man, everybody's glad the crew is back. Shout out to everybody.
No, man,
hey,
yeah, shout out to Zay.
Shout out to everybody that filled in. But go ahead, Jit. Everybody's waiting. What's our first topic?
Everybody waiting on these topics, man. We got some topics, man. Let me tell you something. This is some stupid shit here. But this is the first topic of the night. You know what I'm saying? Real Trap Wednesdays on Nick's The Blow Radio. First topic up. Would you rather have no arms or no legs? Nah. I was thinking about it, because, you know, quick, I feel like a nigga would be like, hey, I'd rather have no arm, but, you know, I pimp bitches, slap niggas, I might need those motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? But on some real nigga shit, though, I feel like you can get a bionic arm that it should be cheaper, too, you know what I'm saying? I would go with the legs. I'd rather keep my legs, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather have no arms and keep my legs. I might got to still run from the police or something, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a nigga run. I don't know, you know, that's a crazy fucking topic, but, you know, to answer the question, man, I would rather have no arms, knock on wood, some freak shit happened to me, but I want to know what y'all fellas think about this topic.
Go ahead, Dave, go ahead.
You got it, man. My answer is very easy. You can take these legs as long as this cock, you'll need my hands to beat this cock off. I'm keeping these arms, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I need to stroke off. I just suck. I know who I am as a person. I don't. Y'all
just stroke from the wheelchair.
I stroke from the wheelchair. Long as that shit is, you're still getting hard, and I'm good, and I keep my arms. Come on, go ahead. Take these legs. I don't have to go nowhere.
Oh, man.
I'm fine with it. Bitch, you better come ride me. You better come ride. I'm not. I don't have to. You know what I'm saying? Just prop me up so I can hit you from the back. I'm fine. Put me on my stubs, or you can give me them nice titanium legs. You can give me them titanium joints that niggas be running them marathons in. I'll be like the Bionic Man. Y'all tripping.
There it is.
You go. Pray the Lord it don't happen, but I got a stroke off. Fuck y'all. I know
okay,
who I
man.
Am.
Check game. You better check game,
check
man.
Check game.
See, I ain't think about that.
Man, so the reason why I brought up this topic is because yesterday on Blast Your Thoughts, man, I actually did an interview. You know, Jit, I ain't did an interview in, I don't know, like a year or almost 2 years.
I was surprised.
And so I had to ask my man a no filter question. And I thought about it. I said, look, man, I'd rather have no legs because, first of all, I ain't going to ask nobody to wipe my butt. I ain't going to ask nobody to hold my pinky for me. I ain't going to ask nobody to scratch my nose. You know what I'm saying? I could roll around in my wheelchair, but, man, when you ain't got no arms and you say you got to go to your girl, like, babe, I got to go number two, and she got to sit there and wipe you, bruh.
Hey,
nah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
You got to earn your keep some type of goddamn way. Y'all don't do shit else. Y'all don't even cook. So at least you can do it, wipe a nigga ass. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Hell, God, Larry King.
Oh, man.
I got to keep these arms, bro. I'm sorry.
It makes sense. What y'all saying definitely makes sense. I didn't think about all that. Seriously.
And then you got to think about it, too, man. Let's say you do have a woman. She might pop off at you. Now, I'm not saying to hit her. I'm not advocating that. But
you can shake the shit out of her.
She pop it off at you. She pop off at you. What you going to do? What you going to headbutt her to death? What are you going to do? Pow! Nigga, shut up.
Ma.
What you going to do? You a drop kicker? What can you do?
Hey, you got a point there, bro.
Women do test you. Women do test you,
yeah.
Fellas. Don't get a push.
There you go.
They gonna test
you. That's why I said you gotta slap a hoe every now and then.
Okay, the man.
I said a hoe. I ain't say your wife or your girlfriend. I just said the hoes. You know what I'm saying? So, hey.
Strictly for the hoes.
You don't condone violence. Yeah.
What's our next topic, Jim?
Next topic up, and I want to get some clarity on this one too. Next topic up, why do people wait until others come forward to be brave? And the only thing I can kind of put this to, bro, are you talking about, because we got a lot of people saying that, oh, I got raped in 98 and that, you know what I'm saying? And then the whole flock of motherfuckers come out. So are we kind of pertaining that to that topic?
I'm talking about, well, I mean, it's like with anything. How many times do you see somebody come out with something and then a whole bunch of other people
everybody else
come
and do it?
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of like at the end of the day, if you feel wrong, why you need other? Why you got to wait till other people come out before you?
Somebody else come out. Okay, no, I agree with that, bro. And I actually think it's annoying, you know. And it's just like with roaches, my nigga. One come out, you turn on the light, they go 1,000 more. You know what I'm saying? So, I know you putting it as a broad topic, but I kind of want to just narrow it down to shit like with Matt Lauer. Even Russell Simmons, she said the nigga, you know, did something to her in 91, and then somebody else just came out and he did. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, like, if something happens, say it then. Don't wait till the next motherfucker do it, because I feel like it puts you in a place of, okay, motherfucker might be lying. You know what I'm saying? If, especially when you wait to say something. I'm the type of motherfucker, I'm direct with you. When it happens, that's when you're supposed to say something. You know, and don't get me wrong, because I don't want to seem so biased. I know we got some people, hey, I wanted to suppress it. I didn't want to get that person in trouble. I didn't want to, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
I feel like, you know, that's a cop-out too. If you feel wrong or something happened to you, why wouldn't you want to say, that's your right to say something. You know, so I can't answer that question. I do think it's a little bit annoying. I do understand that people do things for personal reasons, whatever the case may be. You know, but for the life of me, I don't understand that. But I do want to know what y'all fellas think about that topic. Because that's some real nigga shit.
What you got, Dave?
I got you, babe. All right, so I'm going to tell you this. First of all, with that whole sexual assault stuff you were talking about, Jay, I want to go in depth about that, bro. If we ever have a show on that, about what's going on with all this sexual assault, I have a lot of theories on
that.
That
shit is ridiculous.
But
yeah.
I got a lot of theories on that, you know. But, you know, not shout out, but... My prayers go out to anybody who's been a victim of sexual assault, rape. I have daughters,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying on that. But let me stick to the topic real quick. I'm going to go with this question. Short is my favorite rapper, y'all. He's my favorite rapper all time. Anybody who know me knows Short is my guy. However, my greatest rapper, or the one that I took a real liking to, was Pac. It wasn't because Pac's songs were so hard. That was the easy thing. Pac did something in Atlanta that anybody else on this phone would have done. A fellow brother he didn't know was getting maxed out, stomped out by two dirty-ass white undercover or just off-duty police officers. Pac said, pull this car over. I don't know about you. And he got out there, and he had that brother's back that he didn't know and was shooting at him. Now, I don't know about y'all brothers, but how many of us is doing that when we see cats getting stomped out or fighting in the streets? You see what I'm saying? Now, one thing that I will say that I will play that I just got to go for, and I know y'all going to agree with me, if I see a kid about to get kidnapped or abducted, I'm jumping out. There's no hesitation in my heart. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah,
but I can't sit any bystander to that. So I think it depends on the situation, and I hope I'm on the right path with this question, though. I'm sorry, I'm like, Jit, I'm trying to answer it the right way. I will say this. Certain situations is going to bring that superhero out of you, and it's going to justify it. But certain situations we're going to play a deaf ear to. Like if we see a woman get slapped by her dude, hey, y'all ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We ain't doing that. No, we're not. No, we're not. Mm-hmm. Let's keep the shit rolling. We're going to keep it funky fresh right now. Funky Finger Production. We are not jumping into that. Now, if she gets stomped out, we might, you know, tell the nigga, come on. But if she just got, you know, bitch, pow, you don't know that situation. You
exactly.
Don't.
Exactly.
You don't know. And then I've been in situations when you run up on thinking you're going to save a woman, what she do? You don't know this, what's going on. Fuck, get out of here. That's my man. Like, wait, what? That's how I was helping your
You're trying to help her. Yep.
Yeah, so I think it's a situational thing. You want to answer the question, fellas? That's my, I just think it's situational for you to jump into it. But when it comes to kids, I'm jumping in. Certain situations, I don't know, but rest in peace to Pac for that, because that made him all-time greatest rapper. You know, Hov up there, but Pac for that. For the answer
well,
for that, y'all.
The reason why I brought
it made perfect sense to me, good brother. Perfect sense.
Yeah, the reason why I brought up this topic is I'm so sick of everybody waiting to see what the outcome is before they decide to have principles and standards and integrity, right?
Right.
Colin Kaepernick decided to take a knee. Now, if you heard what his premise was, okay, that's the reason why he took a knee. Now, at some
right.
point in time, if I feel the same way as that man, why I got to wait until the president insults me? And now, okay, because he's insulted all of us, now I'm going to take my knee. No.
Sure.
All right? So same thing with, you know what I'm saying? Let's just, you know, the dude that came out about, you know what I'm saying, Bambaataa, right? If you were 16
right.
years old and you over here sucking penis, I don't care. At 16, ain't no grown man going to get me to suck penis. I don't care how influential he is, how much of my idol he is.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. So why
right.
wait until, you know, you're 30 and say, oh, I'm coming out now because I don't want it to happen to anybody
now,
else?
I agree with that. I agree with that.
I agree. I agree.
How many people did you let suffer? And then also, where's the accountability for the – it's not like you're 7 or you're 8.
Right.
You're a whole 16. Like, at that point in time, there is no manipulation. You wanted to do it, right? Or, you know, or about the, you know, the things in Hollywood. You're going to wait till Terry Crews comes out? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, why you going to wait till Terry Crews comes out? Is it, like, this has been going on.
But now, hey, now, can I just say something, though? And I'm not trying to interrupt
yeah.
you, excuse me, because, see, that was a hot button. That Terry Crews shit. Now, this nigga, this a big motherfucker that, you know, because I'm a woman. This is a nigga that, you know, you would have to have a gun. Fuck that. You got to shoot this nigga. It ain't no way in hell you finna fight him. This big-ass nigga come out talking about a nigga been groping him all these motherfucking years, as big as you is. Oh, I ain't want to lose my motherfucking career. I don't think a nigga would have downed Terry Crews for coming out and say this old fuck-ass nigga tried some shit. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? So I thought that was a bunch of bullshit, too, and that's what I'm talking about. Why y'all niggas wait 10, 20, 30? Like, when the lady said Russell Simmons tried to rape her in 91, bitch, it's 2017. You talking about some shit from almost 30 years ago. That's I mean, and don't get me wrong. Nobody need to be raping no motherfucking body. That's wrong. That's assault against a woman.
Right.
That's some bullshit. But you don't wait
right.
for no fucking 1991 to know 2017. That's some bullshit. And I don't give a fuck what nobody said about that. Excuse me, dope. I just had to let that one out. Nigga looking like a grizzly bear talking about a nigga trying to fuck with him. Nigga, please, you just not saying that shit.
I'm just like, with the Russell Simmons thing, it's not like you got, like he has your career in his hands. Y'all ain't even in the same, he don't even cut no checks for you. He don't cut no checks for you. You've been living
make
life
no
all
sense.
This time. But now all of a sudden, I need, you know, at the end of the day, nobody should be violated. But at the end of the day, when is it, okay, you know what, my integrity, my self-worth is so valuable that I will not allow somebody to violate me. Like, when is your self-worth worth more than some money? Because basically that's all it came down to is your money was worth more than your self-worth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I
man,
like
you need to say that shit again, nigga. Yeah.
Yeah. I like where you went with that, though, my brother. That's real shit. People put their careers, their pockets above their integrity. I like that. That's
yeah.
real talk. And I gotta
come on.
And you and
yeah.
if, but there is situations I do understand where people feel ashamed to tell what happened. Like I gotta agree with what you said. This motherfucker was 16 versus a 17-year-old who's getting molested by their parents. Their uncle. I get that. You know what I'm saying? Shit happens. But when you 16, I speak for every nigga on this phone right now. I don't give a fuck. I'm the biggest LeBron James fan. I'm 16. That nigga can't tell me. Hey, if you wanna come to my games, you gotta jack me off. Man, I will kill your tall ass. You
yeah. That's what I'm saying, bro.
You lost your fucking mind. And another thing, All these women coming out, we'll talk about this another time. All these women coming out, some of you fellas that's in the business have been sexually assaulted by some of these powerful women. Y'all need to come out too. Why not?
Yeah. And what happened to it when you sucked the dick for the role? You ain't saying shit like, okay, bitch, I sucked the nigga dick. I got my check to keep it moving. What happened to that? Y'all talk too motherfucking much. That's another thing. You stop talking and telling that motherfucking thing. You fucking your own self up.
No, that's
what real niggas say. Because you know they've been doing that. Bitch been sucking dick. The niggas been fucking hoes all through Hollywood. That's how a lot of people, reach. That ain't no secret. But come on,
bro.
Y'all fucking it up for everybody.
The game changed. When TMZ and them started coming out, it was more money in the scandal. And the when brands and all that started coming out, like you're about your brand, women started saying, well, shit, you mean to tell me I can sell this nigga down the river, I can make about $200,000 to $500,000, write a book, pocket some more money, get a show, do this, do that. I'll be the victim. He'd be the villain. I'll get off. It's more money. These women want to be independent. They don't want to be taken. A lot of women don't want to be taken care of no more. They want to have their own and come up. I'm telling you, bro, it's more money in the scandal and busting you out than just having a nice condo, a nice car, an allowance, living cool, just praying your position. I'm telling you. Especially if they're sticking bad with social media. Oh, shit.
That ain't saying. That's what I'm saying. Back in the day when you gave a bitch hush money, she shut the fuck up. But nowadays, I blame Love Hip Hop for all this shit, for telling every motherfucking thing. You dumb motherfuckers.
I'm just saying, man. Self-incrimination is at an all-time high, man. I mean, at the end of the day, there's accountability on the – and you know what? Shout out to my man, My Son, man. I'm going to say this one part, then we're going to go to the next topic. My man,
that's
My Son, said, ladies, at no point in time are we saying that it is your fault. But let's just say I have $100,000 on me and I'm walking through the hood. But I'm in the hood and I'm counting my $100,000 in plain sight. Does that mean that they have the right to knock me upside the head and take my money? Does it mean that I ask for somebody to take my money? No, but I have to be aware of my situation and I have to be cognizant of everybody doesn't have the same values I have. So, ladies, the same thing. If you're hanging out with five niggas and you're the only female, why would you put yourself in that situation?
And what the nigga name was that said that though? Who sent that comment in?
My man, My Son.
Hey, shout out to you, Mike.
Cold rapper.
I co-signed that, my nigga.
I'm just like, just because somebody don't have the right don't mean that you're not supposed to be cognizant. I don't care. We all know. If I'm walking on the side of the street and there's five niggas approaching me, and I don't know them, I'm crossing the street, or I'm gonna be on guard.
Attention.
I'm gonna be on guard.
Yep.
If five white people approaching me, I'm gonna be on guard. If there's more than three people, I'm gonna be on guard. That's just me.
Yeah. That's common sense.
We done got jumped by one or two people, maybe at the most three, and got away. Five people, that's a lot of heads to throw, man. What's the next topic? All
right, Real Trap Wednesdays on Next to Blow Radio. This is a good one. What is your favorite hip hop artist from the West Coast, down South, the East Coast, the Midwest, and why? So I thought about this real good, man.
Yeah.
From the West Coast. From the West Coast for me. It's Tupac. Y'all know I'm from Duval County. You know what I'm saying? Ken Knight Drive, East and Mara Creek. You couldn't walk down the motherfucking street without hearing a Tupac song. And I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Like, my mom don't like that hip-hop shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm the type of nigga that kind of grew up more on the R&B or whatever, and the nigga had to go outside if you wanted to listen to all that other shit. You understand what I'm saying? So that's how it is for me. But it's always going to be Tupac. Tupac is one of the first rappers that I started really listening and taking in, you know what I'm saying, what this man is saying. So from the West Coast, I got to definitely go with my man Tupac. From down South, y'all already know what time it is. My motherfucking idol, Trick Daddy. And this is when niggas, well, he wasn't no burning no CDs. We were buying. Like, I Trick Daddy and Missy Elliott is probably the only two artists that I actually went to the store and bought their album. Went to Kmart, went to Walmart, and bought their shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout outs to my man Trick, because he's going to be on Love and Hip Hop Miami, and I'm all the way here for it, my nigga. That's my Uncle Trick. From the East Coast, my man Biggie. Biggie Smalls is my favorite rapper of all time. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need to explain that one. Midwest, y'all, got me stumped. I don't really got a favorite artist from the Midwest. And a lot of times when this question is asked, a nigga be so quick to say Nelly. Not taking away nothing from this man, because he has some hits. Niggas will still bump hot in here to this day. But not bump, listen to him. You know what I'm saying? But, I ain't got no Midwest. And then I don't know if the nigga, like Slim Thug, is he considered Midwest?
Nah, he Texas.
He's
in Houston.
Okay, oh, Houston. Okay, all right. So I ain't got. I'm sorry, Midwest. Y'all gotta come up with some shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's my little pick. You know what I'm saying? Not to say it's not no great rappers in Midwest. I'm sure it is. I might need a refresher course. You know what I'm saying? But that's my list, fellas. I want to know what y'all niggas think. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
what you got, Zay?
I tried with Slim Thug, though. I tried my very best. Time out.
We got to get the that real trap award Wednesday. My nigga Kevin Weir said, hey, man, y'all niggas got to come up with some shit. I don't know. I'm going to go.
Nigga got reminded.
All right, here we go. Let's have some fun with it. All right, West Coast. Damn. I can't have a tie. I got to pick one, right? That's the rules. Okay. Fuck it. Shit. Pac, I love you, bro, but I'm going short. Too short?
Fuck, oh, yeah. Truck. Legendary.
Come on, man. Come on. Don't get me started on that. Don't knows me. Short is my guy. I have every album. I go back to that nigga back when he was on 85 Girls talking about Grow That Show Life. I come from the city of dope. It couldn't be saved by John the Pope. Oh, nigga. I've seen that nigga perform at East My Moment. It was over. Dope Fiend Beats is my favorite short. Okay. We go down south. Fuck, that's hard. I want to go Master P just for the love, but he got a lot of Bay influence. I'm going Scarface. I'm just going to go Scarface. Shout out to T.I. T.I., I love you, bro. You was there, but I got to go Face all day, nigga. The Touchable, all that shit. Oh, that's classic.
You said
East
Faith
Coast.
Evans?
Huh?
Who you said for down south?
Scarface, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I gotta go
Scarface.
Face.
Oh, hell yeah, my nigga. Okay, you my motherfucking brother. Go ahead, bro. My bad.
I gotta go Face on that one, bro. I got it.
Okay.
It's too much history. Bro, okay. When we was back in the days going to them parties, and that what's that one song? You must be used to all them fine that. Oh, nigga.
Okay. This nigga sound like you.
Come on.
You got some down south in you, nigga. Okay.
Oh, yeah, man, I got family from Dallas, Fifth Ward, Louisiana, oh, yes, all day.
Oh,
Houston,
that's love,
that.
That's love. Yeah.
I got love for the, hey, all that. But, you know I got love for the South, especially them women. God damn them women. All right.
Okay,
let's go to East Coast. East Coast. Now, that's hard, too, but I'm going to, I got to go Jay-Z.
Respect.
LL, I was going to go LL. That's my nigga. That's, don't sleep on LL, and I love Biggie. Biggie had a shorter window. I love Rakim, but I'm going to go Jay-Z. You got to give it to him, especially he got Beyonce. She looks so good giving that speech. Oh, God, girl. Midwest, I'm sorry, though. Fuck you. I'm going Twista. I'm going Twista, nigga.
Oh,
I got to go.
Twista was good.
Twista has the most, I don't know if I want to say underrated, but I'm going to have to put it there. He has the most underrated rap album of all time on that Adrenaline Rush. Go listen to that. Go listen to that shit, y'all. If y'all have never heard Adrenaline Rush from Twista, go listen to that shit. That nigga was busted. So that was mine. That's my regions. Oh, there you go, baby. All
right. So I'm saying fuck this nigga Dave. Fuck this nigga Jit. This is what I'm going to do. I'm West Coast. I'm going for Cody Waters. I'm going for Cody Waters. Down south, it was close between Ludacris and Outkast, but I'm going Outkast.
Well, you can't go Outkast. That. That's a group, nigga. No,
that's
no, time out.
That's respect.
What? No.
Now, no, Luda, I don't know, but you kind of look like the nigga, so I know light skinned niggas got to stick together. So, I know.
No, pick one rapper, though. That ain't fair, bro. We didn't do groups. You got to pick one rapper, bro.
Well, I'm going Luda. I'm going Luda then.
Luda? Okay.
I respect it.
I'm going Luda.
He has some hits now. You can't deny that.
Yeah, you see. Hey, that first.
I used to listen to it.
Back for the first time, that album, that whole album
yeah.
was.
Oh, he killed it.
Banging.
Oh,
that whole album.
Stayed in the club.
Yeah, he killed it. Oh, East Coast, Rakim.
East Coast.
From Page and Full, Follow the Leader.
Respect.
To Don't Sweat the Technique. Bruh. And Midwest, I was going to go Common. I might have even did Twista. But I'm going Tech N9ne on your ass, Zay. What you got to say about
Tech
that?
Tech N9ne, all right. Okay, now that was a throwback. Cause some like Carmen, I didn't know he was from the Midwest. So all right, Tech N9ne, I can respect that.
Okay, no, fuck that. Time out. I need a 20. First of all, you went with 40, but I know you. You wanted to say DJ Quick so bad for the West Coast. I know you. Yeah, nigga, I know you. First of all, hold on. Yeah, I noticed it. Just don't let him get off. Good one. I'm not mad at that. So I'm gonna respect the Midwest on that.
You mad about that, Luda?
No, I'm going to save that Luda one. Hold on. East Coast Rakim, one of the fathers, I give him that. I love me some Rakim. Nigga, I ain't no joke. Respect him. I'm with you. But Ludacris, listen, man.
Hold on, man. Don't be trying to step to my Luda, bro. You saying Luda ain't got bars? You saying Luda don't have bars? We going to fight.
I'm not saying Luda doesn't have bars. He used to kill the basement. He killed the basement with Trigger. He used to do that, and he has some great hits. But let's be real, Jit. I'm asking you right now: are we slapping Ludacris right now?
Hell no. I would rather the nigga say T.I. if you had to just go that route. You know what I'm saying? Like
Thank you.
Gonna take it to another. I'm just being real. But can I say this? Ain't nobody
slapping Rakim right
finish,
now.
I'm
slapping who?
But that's a legend, though. That's a legend of East Coast. You know what I'm saying? So that's not, like, I don't consider Ludacris a legend. But what you were going to say today?
No, I'm just, okay. My thing is, Ludacris is not a timeless rapper. To me.
At least not yet.
You wouldn't let me take Outkast. You wouldn't let me take Outkast.
Well, no,
you already took Scarface.
No, because you got to pick, the question was rapper, not rappers or group, nigga. That's not fair. Come on. You're going to pick, either you're going to go Big Boy or you're going to go Andre 3000, but you got to pick. No, I give you that.
Then I'm either going to do UGK or I'm going to do Outkast or I'm going to do 8-Ball and MJG. Which one you want me to pick? Because that's what I'm going
with. So we doing groups. That's fucked up. That's fine, man. And then that's fine. And that's what you're going to do.
I think that should be on groups, though. That'll be a cool one.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Because that's hard.
You know, that'll be
that's
a topic for another show. Yeah, that'll be a good one.
But shout out those all them groups you named. It's the legend groups.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at that.
And
yeah.
I just wanted to say this. And I want to ask y'all fellas, you know what I'm saying? I ain't want to show the age too much. But do y'all feel like we kind of grew up on hip-hop at the time? And I don't want to really use this word, but, like, when it was kind of really segregated, like, West Coast was West Coast. Up North was up. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, for me growing up, like, I wanted to say E-40 so bad, y'all, but, like, I didn't start listening to West Coast music until, like, I was an adult. You know, growing up, like, down here, we didn't hear a lot of West Coast. Other than, you know, your Ice Cube, you know what I'm saying, or NWA or something like that. You know, something that everybody kind of knows that's synonymous or whatever the case may be. But I feel like the way we just said where our picks was is coming off because, shit, when we was growing up, music was kind of segregated. You know, now what all niggas, like, shit, you can be a letter and niggas sound like they in California. You know, I mean, I don't know. But do y'all agree with that?
That is true. I agree with wholeheartedly what
that
you just said. I agree with that, bro. It ain't like when we was coming up, like, let's be honest. And, Dope, you going to feel me on this. you knew where the rapper was from the way he rapped in his beats.
Yeah.
You knew a New York nigga. You knew a down south nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, like, for example, A$AP Rocky. I love me some A$AP. I didn't know that motherfucker was from Harlem. I did not know until I listened to him and I watched his videos because he gave a down south Texas slow screw sound with his shit.
True. That's
I didn't know French Montana. I didn't know French Montana was from New York. I didn't know who's the other cat.
See, you could have told me that nigga went from Atlanta.
Designer's from New York.
I didn't know that either. You know what I'm saying?
I thought Atlanta.
I did too. I thought everybody was from Atlanta. Shit.
From Atlanta, I know.
I don't know.
Fuck. Yeah. Damn, that was a good motherfucking topic, though. We might need to kind of bring that one back. Yeah, man. Segregation of music. I'm about to bring that shit to Groundhog.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do that with Groundhog. Shout out to my man.
Mob. That's what's up.
All right. What's our next topic?
Next topic up. If you could build the perfect kid, what would it look like? Now, this is a fuck. Build a motherfucking kid. This is my hope. This is my hopes and wishes. For my daughter not to grow up to be a whore. And for my son not to be raping no motherfucking body or an axe murderer. You know, that's what a perfect motherfucking child looks like. You understand what I'm saying? And getting the fuck out the house when you're supposed to. You know, niggas like to linger around when they're 27, 29, 32. Like, nigga, you supposed to have been gone 10 years ago. Like, just follow the guidelines. That's a perfect kid to be. Follow the guidelines, goddammit. So, fellas, that's my thoughts on the topic. I want to know what y'all boys think.
All right, Zay, instead of that Build-A-Bear, Build-A-Kid. I want you to go in there and build your kid.
Well, I mean, okay, I got my girls already, so I'm just going to talk like if my perfect kid, if it was a son, right? We just do that. We're going to do it. If my perfect kid was a son, I already got my girls. It's easy. My perfect son would be LeBron fucking James. There's my son. I don't care. I don't give a fuck that nigga's 6 foot something and I'm not even close to 6 foot. I don't give a fuck. Come here to your dad. Come here.
I would want
LeBron James to be my son. All right. That's it.
I know that much.
Man at all.
This nigga wants a kid with no hairline. Come on, man.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about what you talk about. I don't give a fuck. Keep that headband on and just keep doing you, son. I'm so proud of you. Go ahead, son.
Hey, if I can buy a hairline, then LeBron James damn sure can buy one, nigga. So, hey, that's how I'm going to
live with
you. You can buy that shit.
Come on, man.
Oh, I got LeBron. That's my answer, though.
I heard the church say amen.
Amen to the congregation. Sister Jenkins.
Man, the crazy thing is, you know, I got sons and I got a daughter, right? So I'm sitting there, thinking about, you know, all the qualities that make the perfect kid, right? And there's no such thing as a perfect kid, but if I had to think of what I would want my son to be, because we're doing sons, I want my son to be respectable. I want my son to be hardworking. I want my son to be intelligent. I want my son to be compassionate, but not a sucker. I want my son to be open-minded. I want my son to be at least 6'3", 200. I'm built, you know, about around there. See, I don't want 260 like this nigga over here with no hairline. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, 6'3", 200, that's cool with me. You know, just, you know, tall enough to dunk the ball and been tall enough to play, you know what I'm saying, quarterback. Or, you know, or a cornerback, something like that, safety, something like that. But a lot of times we don't even know, like LeVar Ball, the reason why I brought up this topic, right, is because, you know, everybody's getting on LeVar Ball, right? Like everybody's kids are out there in the media, and we're looking at all these kids, and we have our own kids. And basically what we do is we don't even have no idea that the reason why our children are the way they are is 70% of it is you, 30% of it is the world. 70% of what your child is your direct doing.
Right.
So if your kid
is,
if your kid is bad, doesn't listen, doesn't want
like
to
how you break
guess
down.
What?
Yeah.
That is your fault.
Mm-hmm. You allow that. The other 30% you really don't have no control of, because unfortunately when you can throw your kid into the world, they're going to get exposed to everything, but you have the option to correct that. So yeah. If your daughter goes to school and she hears somebody cussing, right? Your daughter's going to come back to the house, right? Now she's going to do one of two things. She's going to either A, pop it off to see what happened, or she's going to say, ooh, guess what I heard, right?
Yep.
Now, how are you going to sit there and say cussing is bad, cussing is wrong, stealing is wrong, smoking is wrong, drinking is wrong, but they see you do it?
Right.
Yo, you going to be one of those do what I say, not what I do? See, nobody wants to be an example. Everybody just wants to tell you how to be the perfect kid, but you lead by example. I'm not following nobody that is not leading me in the right direction. Like, why am I going to listen to you, if you can't show me?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So,
yeah, parents,
quit being fuck parents. You know what I'm saying? Take the time to lead by example.
You know, I quit.
My man,
do as I say, nigga, not as I do. I'm quick to hit a nigga with that one, you know, so.
I'm just saying.
Look at Reverend. That's my Reverend man, Brother Dope Ass Music. I love it.
Yeah.
You tell the absolute truth, my nigga.
My man, Zay, was over there. He was at gymnastics, right? He was at gymnastics with his daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what fathers do. If his daughter says, Dad, I'm scared to get on these doggone beams, guess what Zay is going to do? Well, baby, let me show you how to get on these
beams on that
real
mother.
Quick. You're going to get on the beam and show it.
Yep.
If my daughter's scared to swim, I'm going to get in the pool. Baby, you see daddy in the pool? Come on. We in the pool together.
Real nigga shit.
Real nigga shit, bro. That was probably the best
real
ever
trap
ever
for you, baby.
In your life. That was
the best. That's why I said Reverend Brother Dope Ass Music. That's Reverend Brother, nigga, to the pool pit on your ass.
Go ahead, Dope X. I'm Dope X.
Dope X, baby. I love it. My brother.
Oh, man.
That's real shit, though.
Hey, man, we got 10 minutes left in the show. And I made it just enough so we can get through these topics, just enough so Jit can still get some sleep, and just enough so Zay can go ahead and hit that bowl. Hit that bowl. Shout out to my man, Zay. What's the last topic?
All right, fellas, final topic of the night. I almost said track, goddammit. Real Trap Wednesdays next to Blow Radio. Final topic of the night. Why is money more important than any other attribute in today's world? So, bros, I'm going to hit y'all niggas with a double standard. You know, money make the world go around. Let's just stop the fucker. It is what it is. I mean, to some people, it's everything. To some, not so much. You know, and the way with my double standard is, like, I had to learn. I had to kind of teach myself. Damn, they'll force myself to say, hey, yo, bro, shit, money ain't everything. So on the flip side, when I say that, no, money is not the most important thing to me. But, hey, when that electric bill do, when that fucking phone bill do, when that car note do, when you got sued for getting a credit card that you shouldn't got in the first motherfucking place, and when those folks send that invoice, they need their money. And money is important. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm still struggling with that. Because on the flip side, I need some money, but I don't need all. You know, I ain't agree to motherfucking niggas. But in some certain cases, money is important. Money make the world go around, point blank, period. You know, so that's just my little take on it. I ain't want to get too deep in it, fellas, you know what I'm saying? But that's something I'm dealing with now, because I'm a known nigga for living above his means. Spending money that you ain't even got, you know, and if you just think about that, like, how do you do that in the first? How you spend the money that you ain't even got? That don't even make no sense, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like when you get older, you get wiser, you know, but it's a double standard, but it's not important, but yeah, it is, you know what I'm saying? So what's your thing? You know what I'm saying? So real nigga shit. A lot of niggas like to lie. I like to tell the truth. At least I tell the truth about the shit, you know what I'm saying? So
nah,
I want to know what y'all fellas think, though.
I'm sorry, man. I got you. I got to keep it real. I agree with my brother, and I got to keep it real. Nigga, love don't keep these lights on. Holding hands don't keep this cable bill paid and this internet paid. Give a fuck. You need money. My stepfather, he told me this when I was younger, fellas. He said, there ain't no romance without finance.
Mm.
That's facts.
I grew up.
And niggas don't like listen to that shit, but it's true. Yeah.
It's true. Nobody.
My grandfather said the same thing.
Huh?
I said my grandfather said the same thing. A romance with no finance is a new sense. That's what's wrong with you young niggas. Y'all ain't got no granddaddies no more.
Real talk. Real talk. No, that's real talk. You know, I just believe in, it's not about the money. To be real with you, it's about the resources that it can bring with that money. For example, if I was to hit the lottery right now, and I, God's my witness, my brother's right now on this phone and on this radio with each other. If I was to get big, big money, you know what I would do? I would call Jit. I would call Dope. I would fly everybody out, and we would build a fucking team, and we would all be successful. I would make sure my brothers is on. Because the problem with it is a lot of us don't have resources to put our brothers and ourselves in better situations. Got to have it because there's a lot of people who don't have it that's making it. But I just know if Jit said, man, I need $20,000 right now, and that'll put me in here, and I have it, I'm invested in my friend. Dope, I hear you go. I'm investing in my friend. It's what money can bring. Money can take care of so many people's pain, believe it or not, that need help, especially us as brothers and sisters in these inner city communities who don't have legacies. I don't come from a family that's going to leave me shit. So I got to build that. It's what the money brings, bro. It's not about nothing else. Money brings happiness. It does. When your kids need jackets, we don't want to get evicted out your house or your property. How do you think you're going to keep that on? How are we going to stay in this house? You need money. So I'm not
people treat you different too,
Zay.
People treat you different when you got money. You got a little bit of money, they treat you like shit. You got a little bit of money, they treat you like shit. You got a lot of money. Oh, what do you need? You need some help,
real,
sir.
Man.
Real nigga shit.
It is what it is. You do get a different level of treatment when you have that resource or you have that currency.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. So when it comes to money, it's not everything. But it damn sure can pay for everything. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't that the truth? I know that's right.
That's all I'm going to say, brothers. Go ahead, Doug. All
right, man. The reason why I brought up this particular topic is this, right? What makes a person so important because they have money? Other than the fact that money currently makes the world go round. We took money out of the equation. What would make that person so important? Right? What would make them so important?
That's
the problem I have with why money is so important. Because if you scrape the money away from the person, that person doesn't mean the same without the money. To me, it's like, okay, I'm a basketball player. I make millions of dollars. If you took away me getting paid money for basketball, am I still important? Why am I important? Because I can dribble a basketball. Me, Zay, we've been playing hoop for years and not getting paid a dime. Are we important? Even if you could shoot like Steph Curry, if you were doing it for absolutely free, would you still be influential? No, it's only because of the fact that you make it to the NBA and because you get paid millions of dollars to play a kid's sport. That's now why you're influential. Because somebody says, well, he's so important that I'm going to pay him all this money. But now you got to look at where the money comes from. So they get a bunch of sucker people like us because we want to be entertained, right? We pay money. So we go see these people shoot and play basketball. What do we get out of it besides entertainment? Why is that entertainment worth that much money? But a teacher that teaches my son how to read and write,
yeah,
is not worth the same amount of money.
Yeah, I agree with that.
See that, and that's why I say why is money so important? That's my whole premise of it.
I absolutely get it.
Yeah, Bill Gates, you're worth $1 billion. Why? Because you're intellectual property that you own. But let's say there was a virus that wiped out all the computers. What is your value, Bill Gates? What is your value to this world without computers?
You know what? You know what I was going with? What my other answer would have been? Pussy.
Wait, I had to check the most. I had to view the timeline. They can see what they talking about. Why is money more important than okay? Pussy will be number two.
Pussy would definitely be number two.
there is always a value to that. There's always a value.
Yeah, nigga want to fight you about that.
Come on
there's
now.
Always a value.
Come on now.
That has been a value since the dawn of time.
Yeah,
that's been a value since the dawn of time.
By some coochie. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Now I'm just keeping it real. I'm just gonna keep it real. Let's just say money was gone. No money. But you still got food, you got all these other amenities. Women can honestly say, well, I'll let you fuck for some groceries. Okay, bitch, let's go. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I'll give you a hand job for that sandwich. Okay, bitch, let's do it.
Women, hey, that's a good thing about smart folks too, yeah. Well, I say the black race, and not to take away from nothing else, but shit, we're gonna find something similar to money. We're gonna barter, trade, sell that pussy, sell that dick. We're gonna find something. Might even sell you some goddamn collard greens on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like we some resilient motherfucking people. That's some real shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanna put that for my black folks too, Zay.
Oh yeah, I agree. No. We gonna survive because we gonna fuck to survive. Black folks are fucking survive. We don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. Go ahead, though.
There's the last thing I want to say, right? Because here's a lot of people don't understand. $100 bills is not money. Gold is money. So, because here's how you got to look at the difference. Here's how you have to look at the difference, right? I give gold. I can take that gold bar to any country in this world and get paid.
Yep.
I can't take any piece of paper to any country and get good. Gold
is
money.
That is the truth.
Paper
that is
true. Currency.
Yeah.
That's true. That's
not
true.
Not
taking
that paper.
Pertaining to America,
I
want that currency in my hand. I want that goddamn paper. I want to make it rain in the motherfucking bank, nigga. You know, so I feel what you're saying, though, but I'm just saying in the good old USA, give me that motherfucking currency because I ain't got time for the little coins and shit. You know, nigga. Yeah, black nigga come in there with some goals and shit. Nigga, the nigga got that set and shit. Wait 1 minute, sir. Let me go to the back and all that. Nah, nigga, I ain't got time. I got these ducks for you, my nigga. I got these
That nigga said, you going to pay me back in gold. What the fuck am I going to do with this gold?
Yeah, nigga,
bar,
like, yeah. And you know, nigga, down here, we put the melt that shit and put it in our mouth. Nigga, we'll be wearing on gold bars and our motherfucking mouth. That was really good.
My country,
no,
nigga. My
don't
brother.
Get no nigga. Yeah, don't get no country nigga no gold, nigga. We gonna melt that bitch down.
Yeah, melt it down, melt it down,
and make some teethes out of them motherfuckers.
Some toothuses, some toothuses.
Yeah,
toothuses. Hey man, some toothuses. Lord have mercy.
That Wednesday. Welcome back, fellas. I'm the son, nigga.
I'm mad the show over, nigga.
Not no.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all for coming through, man. I would rather start earlier, I like the fact that Jit could get home, get comfortable. My man Zev could get done whatever what he's doing and be comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I can get through all that traffic and be comfortable. So I think we might have to go ahead and change the new time to 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Hey, that's respect. That's Eastern respect. Time.
Yeah, that's
what's up,
baby.
Yeah. 100. New time slot. I love it. Salute, dope. I appreciate that, too, my nigga.
Yeah. All right, man. We about to get up out of here. Hey, shout out to everybody that is hitting me up, talking about, man, it feels so good to have us back together, and they missed it. And then shout out, yeah, man. It's like when the Temptations, it's like when the Locks get together or something, man. It's special.
Yeah, and then we're going to listen to the playback on that one. I know that one. That one for the record books.
Good, good, good.
Oh, man.
Zay, go ahead and give your shout out so we can get up out of here.
All right. I want to give a shout out to Dope, who don't know shit about rap. P. picking Ludacris from the best from the fucking South.
I know, man.
Get the fuck, Ludacris. Get the fuck out of here.
That nigga said Gucci, man. But go ahead,
That nigga could have said, who was that one nigga who did that one song, Left, Right, Left, what was his name? Shit, I can't think of his name. Y'all know who I'm talking about. That nigga.
Oh, Petey Pablo ass nigga. Oh, Petey Pablo ass nigga.
Baby.
Yeah, you could have went with that nigga. I don't give a fuck. But no, you could have went with Tila. Listen, let me tell you something. I want to give a shout out to my brother Jit and my brother Dope, man. Thanks for having me back on. Trap Wednesdays, y'all come check it out. Seriously, it's great entertainment and everything. A lot of things is moving. Progression is the key to everything right now, y'all. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's progressing in life. That's got to be the 2000. That's got to be your whole mantra going throughout your life. If you're not around people that's progressing, or you're not progressing yourself, then what the fuck is your purpose of life? Life is about progression. Be around people that's progressing, y'all. You watch your life change. So I want to give a shout out to everybody who's progressing in life, man. Dope, proud of you, Jit, proud of you, my nigga. Hey, man, right on for having me back on. And, man, much love to everybody, man. Real talk. And Ludacris, I still like you. I love your music, bro, but ain't nobody slapping your shit in 2018. You're like the Daz Effex, nigga, rap right now. I'm sorry. But much love to you, my nigga.
Zay owes Silk the Shaka ass nigga right now. He owes Silk the Shaka ass nigga right now.
Now you gotta hit me if you don't shut your big Mr. Servo and listening to Stone Dumb, get the fuck out of here.
Crucial Conflict ass nigga.
Hey, but hold up now. Wait a minute, nigga. You think I ain't know? Yeah, that's what's up, though.
Man.
All right.
Jake.
This is Black Larry King. All right, man. This is your boy, Jit Chronicles. Follow me on social media. That's Twitter and Instagram, at Jit Chronicles. Gotta salute my motherfucking bro, Zay. Glad to have your back, bro. You know what I'm saying? Dope, you know what ain't nothing but love. Gotta show love to the queen, because this shit wouldn't be possible. You know what I'm saying? So, Miss Queen T, your boy, Lee Bands, you know what I'm saying? Check me out on Grind Hard Radio, all new season. Tuesday night, December 19th. Got to give me a quick plug in, man. Y'all fuck with a nigga. When you see a nigga buy a T-shirt, go to Jit's Closet, man. That's DX Customs / Jit's Closet. I don't make no money off the shirts, all that shit. All the money goes to Habitat for Humanity, man. So fuck with your boy, you know what I'm saying? And get a little bit back to charity. Once again, this your boy, Jit Chronicles, and I'm going to always be next to blow on your motherfucking radio. You dig? Mob,
nigga, trap.
Next to blow.
Hey, it's me, your light skin host, Dope Ass Music in the building. I want to definitely shout out my man, Zave. Glad to have you back, my brother. Shout out to my man, Jit. Grind Hard Radio will be back on, the 19th, Jit? We be back on the 19th?
Yes, sir. Dope, I already know. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, main cast member on GHR, the 19th. Make sure you be there.
19th, man.
Grind or die.
Make sure, I know Zave's supposed to be my homie, but he ain't did it. Go download that Thanksgiving Day Massacre Volume 2 by your boy. It's out right now on Coast to Coast. Also, you can go to my Instagram. You can, you know what I'm saying, go to my Audio Mac, whatever. Go get it, man. It's doing numbers. It's getting busy, man. Go get it. Shout out to Miss Queen T. Shout out to Mexico Radio. Shout out to Grind Hard Radio. Shout out to Blast Your Thoughts. It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. We out of here, man. Peace and hair grease in the Middle East. We out of here.
Deuces.
Deuce Trap Wednesday, nigga.
Real trap, baby. Next to blow.